Good morning, my friends, and welcome to yet another spectacular installment from very high above all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media. This is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly and permanently ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome back to the program. Happy Wednesday. Brewster's Millions. Does everybody remember that movie? He had to waste a whole crap load of money in order to get a bigger inheritance. And one of the ways he did it is run a political campaign for none of the above. It turns out that Nikki Haley has taken a page out of old Brewster's book. When is that lady going to figure out that she is never going to be the president of the United States? She got beat by 32.7 points by none of the above. Wow. Maybe she should just stick to Saturday Night Live. She does a lot better with their audience than anyone in a primary state. It has been far too long since we've had an opportunity to talk about Nancy Case. Well, who am I kidding? Every day is a good opportunity to talk about good old Nancy. But today marks the 14th time that Nancy Case has decided to try Medicaid expansion in the Wyoming legislature. Happy days indeed.
Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again.
Ha ha! I have missed good old Nancy. Now, of course, the main reason why I refer to Senator Cale Case as Nancy is the following.
This is a good deal for Wyoming. It could be a good deal. We can't even start to figure it out until we pass this bill.
Which sounds a heck of a lot like this.
But I don't know if you have heard that it is a legislation for the future. It's going to be very, very exciting. But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Oh, it's going to be very, very exciting. And it has been exciting for Wyoming. For 13 times in the past, Nancy Case has tried to get Medicaid expansion passed in the state of Wyoming. And of course, the cowpie, the purveyors of all the news they're paid to print, is jumping with glee. Incidentally, if you missed Monday's program, I exposed how the cowpie has crawled into bed with the Wyoming caucus. A group of Wyoming liberal politicians. That's right, my friends. The news site, The Cowpie, is finally admitting that they are completely in the tank with liberal redcoats in this state. And as it turns out, my grandmother was right. Don't complain about getting any of the bullcrap on you. At least at The Cowpie, it's the smell of money. Anyhow, if you want to see the proof to that, screenshots of what is on the Cowboy State Daily website are available at cowboystatepolitics.com underneath the show content tab. In all seriousness, 11 times, Cale Case has run a bill to try to create Medicaid expansion in the state of Wyoming. He made two other attempts with sleazy budget amendments. And actually, if you count former Redcoat Speaker of the House Eric Barlow's attempt at Medicaid expansion on behalf of Nancy Case, the number is really 14 attempts. But really, who's counting? Oh, that's right. I am. To the Cowpie, in a Wyoming caucus paid-for article entitled, "This will be the 12th year Cale Case will try to pass Medicaid expansion for Wyoming." Hey, Trotsky, I think you misspelled Nancy. And I quote, "If after 11 years you don't succeed, try again." That's the approach State Senator Nancy Case of Lander is taking with Medicaid expansion in Wyoming. On Monday, Case confirmed to the Cowboy State Daily he's planning to resurrect an effort to expand Medicaid by adding an amendment to the upcoming 2025-2026 biennial budget. "I believe in this," Nancy said. End quote. Why is our pal Nancy not running Medicaid expansion as a standalone bill? because it's been voted down a whole bunch of times. It's just too big of a lift for Kale Case. So instead, he's trying yet another sleazy budget amendment. In a budget session, any bill that is not germane to the budget has to receive a two-thirds vote to be introduced into its chamber of origination, which means either the House or the Senate, whichever chamber it starts out at. So why in previous budget sessions has Nancy Case either sponsored, co-sponsored, or been part of a Medicaid expansion bill? Why not just include it in the budget from the very beginning? Well, that's easy. Because it's not a budgetary item in Wyoming. To create a whole new program, which is what Medicaid expansion would be, you would have to have a whole brand new piece of legislation, which is why they brought the bill several times in the past, because it's not germane to the budget. And then, of course, there's that pesky little Article 3, Section 34 of the Wyoming Constitution, and I quote, "The general appropriation bills shall embrace nothing but appropriations for the ordinary expenses of the legislative, executive, and judicial departments of the state, interest on the public debt, and for public schools. All other appropriations shall be made by separate bills, each embracing but one subject." If you're creating a new expense for the state, that has to be in a separate bill. Namely, all the other times that Nancy Case has tried to get Medicaid expansion passed in the state of Wyoming, with a separate individual bill. According to Trotsky's Wyoming Caucus Paid For article, and I quote, "Medicaid expansion is a federal health care program that allows states, if they choose, to expand Medicaid coverage to people who earn up to 138% of the federal poverty level threshold. Traditional Medicaid coverage involves a 50% match between the state and federal government. Under an expansion, the federal government pays 90% of the costs of the new Medicaid members." End quote. Sounds great, doesn't it? But what Trotsky leaves out is that 90% match is only guaranteed for the first year or two. After that, the state of Wyoming could be absolutely 100% on the hook for everybody that signed up for this program. Which means that if the federal government bailed out of the Medicaid expansion business, the state of Wyoming would be responsible for the medical costs of everybody that signed up for the program. Under federal law, if you give somebody medical coverage, you can't take it away. So there's no way that the state of Wyoming could just up and stop the program, even if they wanted to. Medical coverage for what could turn out to be a tremendous amount of people, we'll get to that in just a second, would literally bankrupt the state and would require new sources of taxation. And I'll tell you all about it after a completely outrageous profit timeout. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or maybe something even like a giant warehouse for your business, the two guys you need to talk to are Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. They are the experts in metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do a much better job than anybody else. And get this, you'll receive a 50-year warranty on the foundation, which is something that you're not going to get from any of Morton Buildings' competitors. One cool thing they do is pour concrete pillars, and then they insert a steel beam inside them, and then set the foundation on that. There's absolutely no way that water is going to get underneath your building and ruin the foundation. To get more information, give Nick and Jesse a call at 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. It's Wednesday, and you know what that means, don't you? Time to check out the brand new auction that'll be posted today at Gunrunner Auctions. Every month, beginning on the 7th, Scott and his team post 500 fine firearms for sale, Winchesters, Colts, and rare military weapons. Really, if you're looking for a firearm, the first place that you should go to is thegunrunner.com. You'll find firearms that you didn't even know that you were looking for. They also regularly have a wide variety of ammunition and firearms accessories. So it doesn't matter if you're looking for a new gun or if you don't even think you're looking for a new gun, go to thegunrunner.com. The following advertisement has been paid for by Reed Reisner for Senate. You see, this is what media outlets are supposed to do. Tell you when they've been paid for advertising. Not get into bed with people like the Cowpie did. But anyway, here's that advertisement from Reed Raisner.
Who's the leader for the Senate? It's Reed Raisner. He's the one for you and me. Cheer his name so happily.
R-A-S-N-E-R.
What's his name?
Reed Raisner.
R-A-S-N-E-R.
What's his name?
Reed Raisner.
Reed Raisner
for the Senate. With the voice so strong and true. Bring a change term limits to Reed Raisner's here for you.
Make sure that you subscribe and follow the program. That way, you can be notified every single time there's a brand new episode of Cowboy State Politics. You can do that from the website, cowboystatepolitics.com, or anywhere that you get your podcasts. And now, back to the program. That'd be a little unfortunate, wouldn't it? Well, it would be, unless your name is Nancy Case, who, let's not forget, said this.
So I definitely believe that we need new taxes. We need to broaden the tax base in a way that becomes more sustainable for the Wyoming that we're going to have in the future. And it's not a good idea to spend every last dime in savings, because that savings doesn't even belong to us. That represents a future for future Wyoming citizens based on the mineral wealth that we sold out and they didn't get anything for it. So I'm looking for new taxes. I'm looking for new taxes that follow what Wyoming's future economy is going to be, what we're going to sell. I think electricity taxes, we're going to be big exporters of electricity in the future. It's going to be produced differently. We need to focus on that kind of thing. We need to consider income taxes at the very high level, both at the corporate and the personal.
Truth is, Nancy Case has been in favor of a state income tax for a long time. That soundbite comes from a workshop he participated in way back in 1997 when there was this thing in the legislature called Tax Reform 2000. Guess what its purpose was? To set up an income tax in the state of Wyoming. That effort was pretty well defeated, and then it morphed into Vision 2020. Fortunately for us, that one was killed in committee. But Nancy Case has been at the heart of all of this. And the truth is, if Medicaid expansion were to pass, it would necessitate a state income tax, because eventually the federal government is going to pull out of that deal. If they weren't, it would be set in stone that this thing was in perpetuity. But that's not how the whole program is written at all. And Leo Trotsky Wolfson and the Cowpie are not telling you that. One of the more telling comments that Nancy makes in this ridiculous article is the following. Quote, "You can get Medicaid if you're very poor. You can't get it if you're shoulder poor," Case said. "Why can't you get it? Because you're working." End quote. Because you're providing for yourself. Your personal health care decisions are your responsibility. It is not the job of the government to take care of you from cradle to grave. That's not the proper role of government. And here's a scary thing that none of these Medicaid expansion advocates are willing to talk about. That if you participate in any sort of Medicaid program or Medicare, your health care decisions are literally left up to the provider. That being the government. So if there's some new fantastic treatment that comes out that is perfect for whatever condition that you have, it has to be approved to be paid for through Medicaid or Medicare, which effectively means that the government, in this case, the state of Wyoming, would make the decision about whether you receive that care or not. Let me give you a great personal example. I have peripheral neuropathy because of diabetes, and there's one specific test that doctors can figure out how far the neuropathy goes. It's called a nerve conductivity study. It's really important for my doctor. The problem is that it's not covered by Medicare or Medicaid. It's considered an experimental treatment. And thus, not covered. So really, it's not going to be you that's making your healthcare decisions for treatments or medications or procedures or anything else. It'll be whomever's paying the bill. And I just love this next little paragraph in Trotsky's article. Quote, according to data provided by health advocacy group Better Wyoming, we'll get to that one in just a second, 56% of 19,000 new members that would be added through the expansion are currently employed. A total of 58% of the new enrollees make less than the federal poverty level. End quote. First, who is Better Wyoming? I'll give you a hint. They're not a health advocacy organization, nor have they ever been. Better Wyoming is a left-wing political activism organization that is run by a guy named Nate Martin. Nate Martin is the husband of Democrat Representative Carly Provenza. From the Pravda on the Platte. December 30th of 2017, and I quote, Better Wyoming, in that case, was Nate Martin, a 34-year-old Rock Springs native and the organization's only full-time employee. During the last year, Martin has guided Better Wyoming from an obscure offshoot of the liberal political nonprofit Forward Wyoming into an increasingly prominent political voice known for its controversial online posts, adding an explicitly public face to the small cluster of privately funded progressive groups in the state. Better Wyoming is tied to Wyoming's mainstream left. It was created as the communications arm of Forward Wyoming, a left-leaning political group backed by Jackson philanthropist and now Jackson representative Liz Storr, who also funds the liberal political consulting firm Ella Wyoming. End quote. Better Wyoming's insults and colorful language are sprinkled with otherwise straightforward pieces of political analysis, assessing the state's budget deficit and critiquing tax reform and education funding proposals. The group sometimes links to contact information for legislators and encourages readers to get in touch. And Martin said the organization's goal is increased levels of civic engagement, providing tools for concerned residents who don't understand exactly what the legislature does. End quote. Better Wyoming is literally the attack arm of many progressive groups in the state of Wyoming. Medicaid expansion is merely their cause du jour. And if you cross Wyoming's version of George Soros, Representative Liz Storr, you can be sure that Better Wyoming will be the group that comes after you. So, no, Leo, Better Wyoming is not a health advocacy group. And what about that whole 19,000 new enrollees if we started Medicaid expansion number? Where did that come from? First, it's a total swag guess. It comes from a report put out by the Wyoming Department of Health in the Director's Unit for Policy Research and Evaluation in January of 2022. It says, and I quote, we anticipate enrolling about 19,000 new Medicaid members by the end of the first biennium. This figure is close to the original 2011 estimate, but we project both a wider range of uncertainty, with 90% of scenarios falling between 12,000 and 27,000 people at the 24-month mark. And note that the 24-month estimate is only part of a larger enrollment trajectory that will continue to grow before flattening out after 36 months. End quote. So they admit that it's a total guess, somewhere between 12,000 enrollees and 27,000 enrollees. The truth is, in every single state that has passed Medicaid expansion, there have been 400% more enrollees than the original estimate. So if that number holds true, their 19,000 people is really 76,000 people. A little bit different, isn't it there, Trotsky? Maybe you should do some research. Add on top of that what Nancy Case told Trotsky, that if you make 138% of the federal poverty level, which in Wyoming for a family of four was $30,000 a year in 2023, that means if you make $41,400 a year, you'd be eligible for government-paid health care. $41,000. Now, I get it. Medical costs are expensive. Trust me, I'm a diabetic. I know how much money I pay every month for my health care. But if you're going to subsidize health care for people that make $41,000 a year, what incentive do you have to get a raise, to work harder at work, to progress and grow in your job, if you're just going to have to pay more in health care? Well, there isn't any incentive at all. In fact, you disincentivize a gigantic proportion of the Wyoming population. From the cow pie, and I quote, "The fact that people who are employed could benefit from the expansion is a concern, not a positive, for Freedom Caucus Chairman John Baer. He also has concerns if it would encourage full-time workers who are currently insured to start working less in order to receive what they see as better coverage offered by Medicaid." Quote, "It's an expansion of coverage for able-bodied people. What it does is drive people to work less." End quote. And that is exactly what it will do. Medicaid expansion is a terrible idea, and I could go on for hours on end telling you how bad it is. But look at the bright side. It's also one more time for Nancy Case to fail one more time. Well, that'll do it for today's installment of the program. Have a good rest of your week, and we'll talk again on Saturday during Weekend Update. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Studio, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.